Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. And of course, joining me on the show today is an incredible basketball player, former Adelaide 36er and current Kent Taipan superstar, Major Deng, who was instrumental in the Knicks run last season. Talks about their journey to glory with his great teammates and how they bonded magically to shock the basketball world in Australia. And of course, his perspective on his teammate Nature Y's view on segregation in sports. Major Deng in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Kent Taipan's stalwart, of course, rising up to an unbelievable season last season. Welcome to the program, Major. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on and to just, you know, get your perspective on what an incredible season you were off to last season. Of course, that's where we got to start this conversation from. How would you describe last season?
Oh, man. You know, like, you know, team coming together from the preseason and, you know, getting to meet the guys and, you know, the team that the coaches put together. You know, like, we expect a lot from ourselves, and just knowing that, like, all of us, we all came together to prove something. You know, like, we all came from different situations and we feel like we can do something, but that wasn't the case with everybody around Australia. You know, we were just going to be another Taipan team from the, you know, just going to be like the year before. But, you know, like, so we kind of take that on our shoulders and just trying to prove ourselves, not them. And it's credit to the coaches for putting a great team together, bunch of great guys, and being great off the court and just being nice to each other. I think it will translate to the court. And we just play freely, and, you know, everything just came together, and we were just having fun out there, and that's what the results of it.
Of course. And you just mentioned about people coming from different, you know, environments, of course. How would you compare those two environments of being in Adelaide and Cairns?
Adelaide was a different situation, and Coach Joe Wright did a great job, you know, helping me get better, working on my game and things like that. But this thing that didn't work out, you know, like, because not everything meant to work out like it planned out to be. So things didn't work out in Adelaide, and me not being able to get the minutes that I needed, that I felt like I deserved, maybe come to Cairns trying to start the whole thing over again, you know, just to prove to myself and to everyone that I can be a big piece to any program that's trying to win, and you know, just trying to have fun again, you know. Because I kind of lost that over there in Adelaide, just, you know, not being able to play. And as a competitor, that thing can take a life out of you. And so, like, coming here to Cairns, it kind of, like, brought me back to life, you know.
Yeah.
Was having fun again. And as you can see, we all had a lot of fun together with everybody, so.
Boy, what a major piece you were for Cairns, man. Now, you definitely came back to life in Cairns, man. You were killing, I'm telling you. But how would you explain or describe the synergy you had between you and Scott, you know, Cam Oliver, you know, and the rest of the team?
I think we were honest with each other. You know, that was the first thing. I know it's all business and all that, but we were honest with each other, what we want to get out of it, and we all can play. Every single one of us can play, and that make it a lot easier. And having somebody like Scott Machado, which is a true point guard, he's probably the best point guard in the league. I would say that, or I would say he's the best. Just the thing that he do on the court, controlling the tempo and being the coach on the court, and, you know, he just bring a lot to the table that it makes a lot of people better around him. And I think that's part of the success of the team. I think we owe that to him, and he's a big reason why we had that the run that we had.
Absolutely, you guys went from highly underrated to being title contenders. Now, do you expect to continue that run this season, especially with the change in import rules and a lot of changes that will come into play? How do you see your run this season coming up?
I don't think there's anything going to change from us. It's going to give a lot of us, Australians, the local guys, going to give us a lot of opportunity with one import down. That means there's one more big responsibility
exactly.
To fill up. And I think anyone will be happy to you know, to go into that position and insert yourself as an import, you know. I mean, play like an import and trying to up your game, and I think that'd be the chance for a lot of us trying to, you know, like trying to grab and trying to show that you can actually be bigger than what it is. I mean, we all have our roles and things like that, but, you know, a lot of things going to change now having two imports only. So I think it's going to be good for the locals.
We have to talk about Nate Jawai, your teammate, NBA player, legend in the NBL, of course. Last week, he came up with a post that talked about, you know, recognizing African and indigenous players in Australia to have just the same or share the same limelight as our American counterparts over here. Now, what is your take on that? And do you think there should be more attention brought to that?
Yeah, I mean, like, he hit a nail on the coffin on that one. The post was spot on. I think it was professionally started, like the thing that he was talking about. If you look at the NBL, I mean, seeing I've been in the league 4 years ago, the league been advertised because of the African-American. I think they're the main market, the marquees of the league, and they're trying to advertise the league through those people, you know. So when it comes to us, I'd call it Australian, Nate Jawai, he's been in this league. He played around the world for a long time.
Legend.
And he's a leader of the community here. And in Australia, a lot of kids look up to him. White, black, or Aboriginal kids, everyone look up to him. And it was a great statement. I feel like the NBL, the next day, they did say something. But it shouldn't have to take Nate to put up a pause for them to actually say something.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, they did put up a black square, but it's more than that. You know, you can actually bring this is a statement. Like Nate said, as much as you got posts about LaMelo or RJ, you know, like you guys can definitely say something about it, about the situation that's going on right now. And it took him long enough. The statement was okay. I can buy it, but it definitely can be a lot more support. But I believe that they probably will do it in the future. But it'd be good if they can just keep supporting the movement.
Major facts right there, man. I couldn't agree any more with you on that one. Now, real quick, season coming up. What is your prediction? Going for it all? Ken Stipens winning a chip?
Hey, man, look. It's, every team, every player, the goal is to win,
right?
A championship. So if you don't have that mindset that you're trying to win a championship, man, then you know you shouldn't be playing basketball.
Facts.
And for us and me, myself, my teammates and the whole organization, of course, that's a goal. And you got to set that thing high. You got to aim high. You know, you just got to keep climbing the ladder. So that's where we're at. We're aiming to get there. If the season come back, so we're not really worried about that now. That's not the issue for us. It's just trying to stay healthy with all the thing going on right now, you know, with the changes that we're fighting for. And, you know, like us coming back with the pandemic to go away, to allow people to actually work out, play. You know, those are the main issues that we're actually worried about. But
yeah,
come the season, man, you know, it's going to be 0-0. Everyone's going to have a 0 win, 0 loss.
Yep.
But when the season comes, man, like, you know, you just got to give it all you got and to see where you land. We're definitely going for it, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Before I let you go, man, any last words for kids out there, anyone who wants to take up the sport of basketball or just shoot and be like you and become the next trailblazer in the game?
Yeah, for sure, man. Like, that's it. You just said it there, man. You always aim trying to be like somebody, but just know you can always be yourself. You can never be somebody else, but you can learn through somebody. So all I can say is you got to have a work ethic. You got to have commitment, and you got to have belief, you know, and faith that you can do it.
Major facts right there. Major Dang, thank you very much. Ken Stipens, superstar right there. Thanks for joining us on the program, man. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Coming up next will be a throwback chat I had with Jake Batchelor of the St. Kilda Saints, who is currently a coach and development officer with the football side.